2 Corinthians chapter 10. I, Paul, myself urge you, by the humility and gentleness of Christ, I am meek when I am in your presence, but I am bold towards you when I am away. I beg of you that, when I am present with you, I will not need to be bold with the confidence that I think I will need to be bold when I oppose those who think that we are walking according to the flesh. For even though we walk in the flesh, we do not make war according to the flesh. For the weapons we fight with are not fleshly. Rather, they have divine power to destroy strongholds. They bring misleading arguments to nothing. We also destroy every high thing that rises up against the knowledge of God. We take every thought captive into obedience to Christ. And we are getting ready to punish every act of disobedience as soon as your obedience is complete.
Look at what is clearly in front of you. If anyone is convinced that he is Christ, let him remind himself that just as he is Christ, so also are we.
For even if I boast a little too much about our authority, which the Lord gave for us to build you up and not to destroy you, I will not be ashamed. I do not want it to appear that I am terrifying you by my letters. For some people say his letters are serious and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak. His words are not worth listening to. Let such people be aware that what we are in the words of our letters when we are absent is what we will be in our actions when we are there. We are not so bold as to group ourselves or compare ourselves with those who praise themselves. But when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves with each other, they have no insight. We, however, will not boast beyond limits. Instead, we will do so only within the limits of what God has assigned to us, limits that reach even as far as you. For we are not overextending ourselves as though we did not reach you. We were the first to reach as far as you with the gospel of Christ. We have not boasted beyond limits about the labors of others. Rather, our hope is that as your faith continues to grow, our work among you will greatly expand.
So that we may preach the gospel even in regions beyond you without boasting of work already done in another's area. But let the one who boasts boast in the Lord.
For it is not the one who recommends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord recommends.